iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter at the Millennium Music Conference, 21st annual one. It's hard to believe it's been 21 years already. And I'm sitting here right now with Jess Garcia of Springwood Productions. How are you?
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Thank you for coming to the iRockRadio table.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What you guys do is an incredible service to the independent artists because, independent and national artists.
Absolutely.
Because really, people like to see things.
That's you know? For sure. Yes. Yeah, and honestly, you're simply saying what I spend a lot of time talking about, which is, you know, we're in the right market when it comes down to it. You know, people are taking more and more things in visually, you know, whether it be graphics or video is basically more movement. So to our ADD minds and our introverted souls that we're fostering due to social media, it's right. causing, you know, It basically causes that kind of mindset, and we're kind of a little bit catering to that, but also people still want to connect, and that seems to be the theme of this year. I feel like connection and relationships has come up so many times during my talks and during other people's panels. I just every conversation I have, that's what we come back to is connecting, human connection. Because with social media, sometimes that can be lost, but at the same time, that's the core, is why do we do this, is to connect with each other.
I'm glad you brought up the connection, because it really is. When you look at what the industry was,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, don't get me wrong, a video is incredibly important
yes.
to a single, and having the single success
sure.
of a band. But anymore, it isn't a big thing about, oh, you have to be with this record label or this
right.
major record label. There are bands out there more successful without a record label because of the connections and getting out on the road and the social media and
Absolutely.
Touching base with the fans than some bands that are on the back burner of a major record label.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting because YouTube is a perfect example
yes.
of that. YouTube artists that have created millions of subscribers by sitting in their bedroom and telling people about their depression and singing afterwards. You know, just the connecting with individuals. And I tell my musicians this all the time. When you're posting about your music, there is a ton of great artists out there. There are going to be a ton of great artists in your genre. But what is it that makes you stand apart? Okay, we're not talking about as a musician. We're talking about you. We're talking about how do you connect with your fans. And a lot of times, it has nothing to do with your music. It has to do with, like, I have an artist, Taylor Tote. She is a vegan, and she does yoga. And a year ago at Millennium Music Conference, we talked about the fact that maybe she needed to start catering her Instagram page to that and talking about, you know, her process in health. And she's created a huge following of people who are vegan and people who love health
wow.
and yoga. And then, oh, you're a musician and now I'm connected to you. And that's why with video, we love, my brother's my right-hand man at Springwood, and we love going on tour with bands and doing behind the scenes. We do a behind the scenes with every single official music video we do. And it basically, an EPK stories, it's a way of telling people who you are and having that connection take place, you know, just to bridge that gap that we aren't getting going and standing in line like old school marketing, you know, standing in line at a show where someone has the same genre as you and you're connecting
right,
with people,
right.
you know, people aren't doing that anymore. They're just doing Facebook event invites and they think that there's, you know, that's huge. Like there's a huge gap going on there.
Right.
So now I talk about my favorite YouTuber like he's my best friend sometimes. It's a little weird, but I'm sitting there going, you know, Tyler did this today, you know, and it's...
Now, is this someone who you connect with, or is
yes.
it just someone you follow on YouTube?
I connect with... I will be honest, I connect with every single person that I am a follower of. All the musicians on YouTube... Maybe they're LGBT, you know, I'm a lesbian, and to be able to have that connection with them, you know, to see them succeeding, it's exciting for me, you know, as
right.
a lesbian. So just like there are so many ways that you can connect outside of it's good tunes, know?
Absolutely. For those people that have just logged in and are listening in the middle of this, we're speaking with Jess Garcia of Springwood Productions. And Jess, you're the president?
Yeah, I'm the owner.
President,
I'm the
owner.
Yep.
Yep.
All of the above.
Now, I mean, you work with a lot of different artists, mm-hmm. and we kind of, you know, have kind of weaved in and out of, you know, social media, connecting everything. But as far as your artists that you work with, do you shoot bios and stuff like that?
Yes. So because we're music, and the way that I like to describe us is we're a video production company that is music industry focused. So we absolutely will do anything within the music industry because music is my passion. I'm a singer and I'm a songwriter, and I actually fell into video by accident. And I went to school for music production, and in my last semester I had a professor who basically said to me, I noticed you're not taking any video classes. What are you doing about that? Because you're going in the AV world. And I was like, I'm gonna have a studio in my basement, like, I'm good. And he was like, actually, you're one of my best students, and I really think you should do video. And I said, well, the truth is I can't afford it. I'm paying for myself through college, and you know, I'm just about done. He said, if that's the only thing, I'm going to pay for your class. And I was like, what?
Whoa.
And he was like, you're my best student, Jess. I'm not going to let you go into the AV world not knowing V. And I was really floored by that. And then I didn't know if I'd get into the class because I needed prereqs. And he wrote a letter to the dean and got me into the class. So I had no choice. I was taking that class, and I found a new love and passion, and also took the connection from being a director and in, you know, musicals and things in high school, and creating my own murder mystery for my 16th birthday. Like, these things, the script writing, all that stuff, all played into what I do now in creating official music videos and creating stories for bands who really just need a way of telling people who they are, for music industry professionals. We've worked with SE Electronics and done, you know, the intros to several of their products because our audience is musicians. So I found that by being music industry focused, we have more to offer in the long run. We're not just Walmart of video, you know?
Right.
So
exactly.
We're focused, and that really, and we're passionate about it. As musicians, we have kind of an unspoken rule that everyone in Springwood is a musician. And so if you're behind a camera, if you're doing audio, any teching, you're a musician, so you're relating to musicians as a musician. It makes a difference.
It definitely also strengthens the love. And if you have the love and you have the passion, you're going to put your all into it.
Absolutely. And to add to that, because, you know, we excel in our craft, we have a standard of excellence. So we refuse to work with anyone that we don't believe, you know, we can stand right next to with our brand and create together as producers and as artists. We're going to create together and make a baby.
Nice. So who are some of the great bands that you guys truly believed in that you made a baby with?
Oh, yeah. Well, just in the past year, we've worked with the Taylor Tote Band, Evie Z, who's in Nashville. We've worked with Never Wake. They're out of Ohio/Pittsburgh. We did a music video for them. Grant Williams, he's a bass player out in PA. Ed Verner, he's a folk Americana guy in Florida. Just all kinds of different types of musicians.
And you also said Panic at the Disco before were not recording.
That's true.
Yeah.
We did get to work with Panic at the Disco at the Launch Music Conference out in Lancaster, which we've done for the past 4 years running.
As bands are listening right now and they're thinking, okay, I'm an indie band, I'm wanting to get my stuff played, I'd like a video. How do bands get a hold of you, and in what areas do you service to... you know, go out to them and reach out to them to work with?
Absolutely. Well, you know, connecting, thanks God, and thank God to the internet, because you can connect through anything. And I am addicted to my phone, as my wife likes to say. So honestly, I give out my phone number freely. We have our website, which is our first probably source, which is springwoodproductions.com. And then on Facebook, you can find us easily, Springwood Productions. On Instagram, we're a lot of fun to follow there. And Snapchat as well. And my personal email is jgarcia@springwoodproductions.com.
We are talking with Jess Garcia of Springwood Productions. Thank you very much for stopping by the iRock Radio Table.
Thank you so much for inviting me.